It is now 9:32 this Tuesday. You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Gene here at the new Classical FM. And if it is Tuesday, that can only mean one thing. It's Anti-Noise Pollution League Day here at the station. And it's an initiative that we've started that promotes restaurants and eating areas that are conducive to conversation. There's no thumping music in the background. Mm-hmm. It's all very civilized with great dining. And today we are welcoming in Jennifer Fielding. She is the manager of Royer Patisserie, which is up on Bayview Avenue here in Toronto. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to have you here. It's great to see all these croissants and everything that you've brought.
She brought in goodies today.
They look fantastic. Now, tell us why you're a member of the Anti-Noise Pollution League. Why is that important to you?
We've been on Bayview for 22 years, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. most of our clientele live in the community, and right. they come in the mornings to have a coffee and a pastry and a chat with friends. We have groups that meet there. Mm-hmm. We have the Bayview Pixies that come and take care of all the beautiful plants and nice. Decor along the street. And they often come and have their weekly meetings. And it's just a place for having a quiet moment, reading the paper if you wish, or just having chats with friends.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
I'm looking at your menu here, and it is just so exciting to me to see all this great variety of things that have chocolate in them.
And it's Belgian chocolate, the best.
Oh, my goodness. It just looks fantastic.
But if people are under the impression that all you serve are like cakes and tarts and stuff, but no, we should disprove that because you also have quiches and sandwiches.
Well, I did bring in a few treats for you.
Oh.
Yeah, I have a lovely basket of our fresh, crispy butter croissants, as well as some quiche and some cakes.
Oh.
And we have sandwiches for people who like to come for lunch. It's quite a selection. Even in the summer, they make ice creams, which are absolutely amazing.
Oh, fantastic. Wow. How many people can you seat?
We have about seating for 20 inside. Then we mm-hmm. also have a lovely patio.
Oh, right. Nice.
And we've built in a bench so that it's not just for summer. Sometimes in the winter, we'll get people sitting out there, hearty Canadians, bundle up with their coffees.
I like that very much.
For how long have you been a manager?
I've been with Raye a little bit over a year, but I've been working in the food industry for most of my life.
Oh, boy.
Yes. That's fantastic. Now, I mean, you mentioned, 22 years?
22 years on Bayview, yes.
22 years on Bayview. I mean, that's
fantastic.
That's an amazing thing when you consider that the restaurant and dining industry, it's pretty cutthroat and it's pretty difficult.
It is. But if you have such a level of quality and mm-hmm. service, and it's really a mainstay. It's funny. At Christmas, for example, mm-hmm. we have massive lineups of people who come every single Christmas. They even wear their pajamas.
No.
Yes. And they line up for their fresh croissants to have with their family on Christmas morning. So it's really part of the community.
It really is. I mean, and that's impressive that mm-hmm. there's that kind of dedication from the clientele.
And at what time would your chefs, what do you call them?
The bakers. Or the kitchen crew.
At what time do they have to start to create these beautiful things?
Well, we do have about 13 people in the kitchen, about half of which are actually pastry chefs.
Wow.
And they will arrive anywhere from 2 and 3 in the morning till a second group that comes a little bit later. So when I come in the morning to open the store around 6:30, mm-hmm. the smells of the fresh baked croissants are coming upstairs, and it's absolute heaven.
Wow. Is it sort of like a school down there?
No, it is a working kitchen.
Uh-huh.
It's very intense. It's very tight. It's very busy. Sometimes I'll sneak down and I can watch them rolling the croissants early in the morning.
That would be so much fun.
Or assembling these beautiful cakes.
It really is artwork, isn't it? I mean, it's just
extraordinary.
They look so beautiful.
And everything is made from scratch right there. That's why we've been there 22 years.
Exactly. Mm. And I mean, and it's also, I mean, not only the atmosphere of the actual establishment, but the sheer beauty of these items.
I know, it's extraordinary.
It is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It is really artwork.
And it does look as though the atmosphere in there, in your restaurant, from what I can tell from the pictures, it's so beautiful, it's so clean and so fresh.
Yeah, we like to keep our lines clean. It's mm-hmm. it's a really a muted place mm-hmm. to be, and we like to showcase our products, our beautiful pastries and cakes, so there's not a lot of distraction there.
Right. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Now, you open at 7:30. Is breakfast your busiest time of the day?
Well, we're not a service restaurant, so people can come in and pick up a coffee and a pastry and sit down. Really, we're busy all day.
Really?
We close at 5, and one of my favorite moments is about 10 minutes before we close, when we get people running in, oh, I'm supposed to bring the dessert, and they pick up a beautiful cake, and, you know, everyone who leaves the store has such a big smile of pride because they are taking such beautiful treats.
And they're going to score points when they get home, too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Can people come in and order something?
Yes. Yeah, we take a lot of orders.
Great.
We do buy online or over the phone. But again, around Christmas, we will have maybe 250 orders a day.
Holy
for those
Hannah.
Preceding few days. Yeah,
wow.
It's really crazy, but it does work. And it's always recommended to order because you can just imagine the volumes.
I can. Yes,
I can.
Absolutely.
And then the disappointment that if you just showed up and hoped to get something.
Well, we have people who do that, and they know to come early. They do.
It must be. You must have a huge space downstairs for the cooks.
No, it isn't.
No?
It is very tight. We do have a lot of ovens and refrigeration, and so that takes up a lot of space, and it's really very jostling around. People will work in groups together on one of the workspaces.
Wow.
But does the air conditioning have to be pretty good?
Oh, my goodness, absolutely.
Let me ask you, I like to ask this of everyone who comes in for the Anti-Noise Pollution League. If I know it's like naming your favorite child, but what is the one thing on the menu that you would say, this is my favorite?
I knew you were going to make me do this.
Oh, sorry.
It's tough. I'll tell you, I went in this morning just to pick up some pastries for you. Mm-hmm. And I'm speeding around. I'm thinking, oh, I need something. And it was a tough one. But I ended up picking up a carré crème, which is like a custard square. It's a baked pastry cut and then filled with the crème anglaise that we make. And everything is made from scratch. So it's made with vanilla bean and, oh, my goodness. That and my cappuccino. And
I'd be massive if I worked at your
I'd have to go through so much insulin. Oh. It's unbelievable. Jennifer, I want to thank you so much for dropping in today.
Well, thank you very much.
Exciting.
We've been speaking to Jennifer Fielding. She is the manager of the Royer Patisserie, which is up at 1586 Bayview Avenue. You got to check this place out. It is unbelievable. The sheer artwork of these pastries and cakes and quiches. Oh, my goodness. And we're very lucky for you, listener, because... Oh, wait. Let me do this all preamble first.
Okay.
Because... Patisserie is part of the Anti-Noise Pollution League, an initiative that we started that encourages a nice casual atmosphere that you can enjoy incredible food and converse with people around you and not having loud music in the background. You want to find out more? Go to our website, classicalfm.ca, or our Facebook page. Now...